Welcome to Rage Against the Regime Radio, where status quo gets taken to task. With your host, Bobby Who's the Man. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 929-477-3565 or contact us at RageAgainstTheRegimePodcast@gmail.com or on our Twitter at RATRPodcast. And please like our Facebook page. On with the show. Here's Bobby.
Gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Rage Against the Regime podcast, and I am your host, Bobby Who's the Man, just in case you didn't know it by the music. And today we have quite a few different subjects to cover. I'm quite pissed off. I am really pissed off, and you should be too. And I'm going to tell you why. A lot of you are probably going, why are you pissed off, Bobby? And why should I be pissed off? This country is going to hell in a handbasket. Okay? It's going to hell in a handbasket. Why in the hell should any of the Bundys be treated like they are some kind of terrorist or something? Now, I don't like using that word, but let's call it what it is. So one of the Bundys and one of their children go on a plane, or were trying to go on a plane, to make it to a special event. And they go to get on the plane so they can take off or whatever. They got some kind of special marking on their boarding pass. Four S's. SSSS. So they go up to the TSA agent, hand the TSA agent the boarding passes. There's some kind of little mark on it. Then they mark something else, circle it, send them off to do whatever, you know, to go to the next person. All of a sudden they said that they could see, I don't know, some kind of like fear or something in somebody's eyes, and they could just tell that there was something going on, some kind of problem. So then they get pulled off to the side. Of course, they get mistreated and mishandled and everything else. So they get told that it's going to happen like that every time they try to fly. So, I guess that Senator Harry Reid went out of his way to put every one of the Bundys on some kind of list. So guess what? If you're somebody standing up to the government, take for instance me, doing my little podcast, I'm probably going to be on that same damn list. And if you stand up for the government or you voice your opinion about the government and about the job that they're doing right now, guess what? You're probably on the same damn list. Now, if it doesn't piss you off, then I don't know what to tell you. You're not probably an American then. The Bundys stood up for their rights and for their property that had been in their family for hundreds of years. And because some asinine senator that ain't worth a shit wants to put a Chinese solar ranch or whatever on the property, they send in the BLM goons who, I'm telling you, I'm going to bet we're probably all paid contract militia. Okay? Meaning like Blackwater or whatever it is, XE or whatever the hell they are. I don't know and I don't care. But all I know is that's what the agenda was. It's still not over with the Bundys. Harry Reid already said that. He made it very clear. It's not over with the Bundys. As a matter of fact, it's not over with anybody that owns any property. 1.8 million acres is what they are going after. They're going after a bunch of ranchers, okay? And they have a website up that they're seizing all this property. And then they're auctioning it off. Well, I wonder who's been purchasing it. Wouldn't happen to be the global elite, would it? It's a crock of crap. So you try to make it hard for Bundys or anybody else to travel. But guess what? Guess what? Make it hard for them to travel, but you'll sure just let anybody in this country, won't you? Anybody that wants in this country, from Mexico, from wherever, come on in! You're all welcome to come on into our country. Get all the benefits that you want. We'll even give you passports your first day here. Take them down to the Social Security office and get all the benefits that, you know, none of our homeless people can get. None of our military people that are veterans that went and served for a long time, you know, sleeping on dirt and grass and ground and, you know, eating whatever crap. Go ahead and give people, illegal aliens or invaders, as you could say, to our country, go ahead and give them the passports and all the benefits that you won't give to Americans, and put a roof over their head, give them money where they can actually get houses and ways to take care of themselves and everything else. And now a new law has been put into place and it's been passed that Congress passed that they're going to give cars to these people. Cars. Now, I don't know if they were saying unemployed people or what. Maybe I misread it. But to my understanding, they're going to start giving them cars now also. This country is going to hell. And it's going very quickly. When you start messing with people that are, you know, Americans to the bone, and you're going to make it to where they can't fly and they can't go anywhere, they can't do anything or whatever, that they're going to get a hard time. by these morons that you call TSA. And I don't give a crap what you say. They're a bunch of morons. I know some people that are TSA agents. And how they are, I have no idea. It makes not a damn bit of sense to me. But you know what? I'm not going to knock them for the type of job that they chose. But the more crap that we go through, the more crap that the government implements. There's numbers coming out like crazy. The government's buying all these Ebola suits. That's what they're calling them, even though you could say that they're hazmat suits. I mean, in Texas alone, 130,000? Either they know something that is huge that's coming, or they're expecting something even bigger than we can ever imagine. Either way, we're not ready for it, folks. Believe me when I tell you, we are not ready for what's coming. And I was actually on the phone today talking to Becky Williams, okay? We had a conversation on the phone today. I kind of wish that I could have had her on the show tonight, but we're doing the show tomorrow night. You know, people that we try to talk to and people that listen to the show, I mean, it's like nobody's awake. Nobody cares. Seriously, nobody cares what's going on right now. Nobody will stand up. There was supposed to be something going on in Washington on November 5th. We can get the people together. Nobody will come together. Nobody will stand up for the rights. Nobody will stand up for the Constitution. Nobody will stand up for their amendments. Get trampled on and not even care. Seriously, when is enough enough? I mean, right now, we may as well just, you know, try to help out the future for our kids and our grandkids and everything else. Because, to be honest, right now, it's going to take probably a good 10 years. 10 years to bring our country back together again. To make it what it once was. It's not an overnight success. And you got to eliminate all the bad. And do you have any idea how much bad there is? How many people are in positions that don't belong there? Good luck trying to remove them. They're not going to come out of those positions. And then the other day, I wasn't surprised when I read this, but Bill Clinton, the ex-president, a Rockefeller, you know, one of the people that run our country right now with the Rothschilds and George Soros and, you know, the same old goons that have been running our country for a long time, the people that have the money, you know. It's a damn shame. Nobody will stand up for themselves. But no, there's people like me and like Becky and Blaine Cooper and Tom from Bunker Report, and the list goes on and on and on. We try to give you the truth. We try to, you know, to spread correct information and teach you people something. But in the same token, you know, we're taking risks ourselves because we want you to know the truth. We want to spread the truth and let you know what's going on. forget about the propaganda that you see on TV and that you hear on the radio that is the supposed news. That's not the news. That's what they want you to hear and they want you to know. There's so much news right now. So many things that I could be telling you about right now that I choose to kind of stay away from until tomorrow's show. I've got a ton to release tomorrow. And I'm going to wait for Becky to bring with me. And we're kind of hoping to have Dave Hodges with us tomorrow. Dave told us the other day that he may join us. I haven't heard back from him as of yet. I would love to have Tom on from Bunker Report. I've even reached out to Blaine Cooper. These are all people that have plenty to share and plenty to talk about. And, you know, we want to bring you the news. We want to tell you what's going on. Okay? We want to let you know what's going on. But I don't think any of you really realize what's really going on and what kind of, you know, chances and what kind of risks that we deal with. I mean, do you think that I like, you know, knowing that I really have to look over my shoulder all the time and pay attention to my surroundings and everything? And if you think that I don't, wrong. Wrong. So, I don't know. It's like, you know, what do we have to do? What else can we do that will get you people to, you know, take action and stand up for yourself? Because those of you that are not awake, when this shit comes down, oh, it's going to come hard. And it's going to come quick. And you are not going to know what to do when it happens. Believe me when I tell you. Okay, I'm going to play a song and I will be right back. Okay, I don't know why the song is not playing, so let me try another song. Okay, that's... Oh, sorry. You know what? I know why now. Duh. I had the music all the way down. Wow, that's terrible. Okay, here, let's try it again. One more time. Here we go.
Against your body.
Man, I really love that that whole album. That album is just anybody that doesn't know. I talk about it all the time. I love playing their music. It's Fozzy, Chris Jericho's band. Yeah, Chris Jericho, the wrestler. I know. Oh, he's a wrestler. But music. Oh man, is that should be album of the year. Anyway, more information. Let's talk about some other things now. A couple things that everybody should be interested in, and information that needs to be shared. There are some things coming up here real soon that are going to be really, really important to our future. And what I mean by that... I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this. You know, it seems like there's a lot of... lot of action going on right now in regards to, the president doing, talking about different things. I mean, here, take for instance... When the Marine finally got let out, Tomasi, I believe is how you say it. It took people putting pages together and calls to Washington and really pushing and pushing. People calling, different Congress people, senators. So on and so forth, just calling politicians in general, trying to push and push and push to get him to be released. Now, the president the other day came out and pretty much took credit for something that he didn't even put his hands on. He didn't even pick up the phone to make a phone call to try to get the Marine released. Okay? Now, I have a big problem with that. I have a huge problem with that, because you're going to sit there and you're going to go out and get Bergdahl and have him released, and you're going to give up five of the worst human beings on the face of the earth. These guys are scumbags, okay? And they are part of ISIS and, whatever other terror organizations you want to think up. These guys are all part of that. Okay? Unbelievable. Unbelievable that he could do that, but he can't make a phone call and talk to Mexico, and say let him go or whatever? I mean... It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking there. I really don't know, what the procrastination was. But do you have any idea how that makes the whole White House look? Seriously? Do you have any idea? Our country looks like, like we're a bunch of wimps, okay? Seriously. Makes us look like we're a bunch of wimps. It's like we're getting pushed around, just like Russia, flying 5 miles. Strike that. 50 miles at a zero. Sorry about that. 50 miles off of our coast. Seriously? 50 miles off of our coast? We're allowing them to continuously do this. Yeah, they get chased off. Okay, but Russia's been doing it to a lot of different countries right now. They're doing it all over Europe. They keep flying, you know, flying around their bombers and their warplanes and, you know, flying them around. Hey, look at us. And they even have like a refuel plane flying with them. Yay, look at us. We're flying around. We're a bunch of dickheads. We're flying around out here. But guess what? We're allowing it to keep happening. Yeah, we've warned them, you know, you're entering our airspace or whatever. And yeah, we've set up, you know, sent up some fighters and stuff like that. But we're not getting the point across. Okay, I'm not asking for war. I'm not asking for bloodshed. But I mean, do you think for 1 second that that would have happened when Bush was president? Junior or senior, when Reagan was president? Hell, when Clinton was president, do you think any of this would have been happening? That other countries would have been testing us? No, they wouldn't have. Believe me when I tell you, they wouldn't have. It wouldn't have happened. I'm telling you right now, it would not have happened. See, a lot of countries know that, you know, Obama's a pushover. And, you know, by all accounts, you have to say he's fake. Okay? You have to say that he is fake. So, and what I mean by that, well, you know what, you guys know what I mean. I'm not going to get into too much of it right now. I'll get into it tomorrow night when I have Becky on, and you know what I mean. So, let's see what else. But, you know, it just really pisses me off. Just really, really pisses me off that, you know, nobody even lifted a hand to try to get him out. So, it just really irritates me. Montel Williams, I mean, he stepped up and he went and, you know, he was there and, you know, some other people, and, you know, it just really bugs me that our government did nothing. I mean, not our government. I'm talking about our president. I mean, Congress. Congress is the one that, you know, the ones that really did it. Not the president. So, it aggravates me, and it should aggravate you too. So, I'll be right back.
So if you and the rest of this government are truly for the American people and representatives of us, I suggest this time you listen, because nobody wants another war or strike in Syria or anywhere else. Bring our brothers and sisters home. I am truly disgusted that you people are my leaders.
Welcome to the Rage Against the Regime podcast, where the status quo gets taken to task. Call in or text your comments to 256-344-RATR. That's 256-344-7287.
Sing as the bombs come marching in. told. I'm just another soul for sale.
I'm back! Oh no, why is it playing again? Started on its own, sorry about that. Okay, so, just to let everybody know, tomorrow night we meet, Becky and I will be doing a show. Not sure who our guest star is, our guest host will be with us. But we are going to try to give you the best show possible. And we're going to make it entertaining. And, you know, if you have any questions or anything, please call the show. Okay? The number, when we are on Blog Talk, 929-477-3565. 929-477-3565. Okay? So, anybody that has any questions, please give us a call. You can reach me at Rage Against the Regime Podcast at gmail.com, Rage Against the Regime Podcast on Facebook, RATR Podcast on Twitter, and I don't know, that's probably about it. So please like us on Spreaker, on Podomatic, on Facebook. Please like our Facebook page. Or follow us in even on YouTube. I mean, we're all over the place. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to be on every outlet possible. I am going to be bringing on another person sometime later on this week. You guys may know him as Z-Man. He is a guy that has his own show on YouTube. He does stuff on Facebook, and he has a little bit of a following and stuff, and he is going to be joining me. I think we're going to try to do something on Thursday or Friday, but Z-Man is somebody that I have been in contact with. We've been talking a little bit here and there, but he does have a following, and I'm definitely going to give him a shot. He knows his stuff. And he wants to talk a little bit about prepping and stuff of that nature. So I'm looking forward to bringing him on. And we're probably going to end up doing a weekly show together. Anybody else that may have interest in doing shows under the Rage Against the Regime umbrella, please contact me. But other than that, that is it. And I have been your host, Bobby, who's the man? Until next time, good night.